That free game could be malware in disguise. Google is making firmware more secure, and Activision got hacked. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for February 28th, 2023. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Let's go ahead and jump right into the news this week. Beware that pirated video game download, as it could be malware in disguise. According to a report by OnLab Security Emergency Response Center, or AESC for short, a browser hijacking credential stealer called Chrome Loader has evolved and is now capable of stealing data, deploying ransomware, and more. Chrome Loader first appeared in January of 2022. It rose in deployments in May of last year. Then in September, VMware reported seeing new variants popping up. It's being distributed via a variety of malvertising sites, which host the malicious files, and they appear to a user as pirated and free game downloads. When the malware is downloaded, it appears as an install.lnk file, and this executes a batch script, which decompresses a zip archive, then executes a data.ini file plus a couple of scripts that retrieve a payload. The malware is set up as a Chrome extension, which will then redirect a user to advert sites to generate income for the malicious operators, while also stealing data and potentially downloading ransomware. Originally, it was distributed as an ISO file, but this has recently changed to a VHD file, which are easier to mount on a Windows system and are also supported in VMs. The game titles it is currently using include Elden Ring, Roblox, Red Dead Redemption 2, Need for Speed, Call of Duty, Portal 2, Minecraft, Pokemon, Mario Kart, Dark Souls 3, Animal Crossing, and my favorite, Legend of Zelda, plus many paid software titles including Photoshop and Microsoft Office. AESC includes indicators of compromise in their post, and users can avoid this malware by not downloading pirated software. As a response to a variety of attack vectors, which have become more and more common over the last decade, Google has announced that they'll start focusing on strengthening the security of Android at a firmware level. This is to combat the targeting and exploitation of vulnerabilities that hit firmware running on secondary processors, which have been a common point of discussion for CVEs, talks, and hackathons. Firmware interacts with SoCs inside of devices, and they control things like cellular communications, security modules, and media processing. But many vulnerabilities have been shared, which use exploits in firmware to deliver malicious payloads and inject code. Google aims to focus on several improvements to security by implementing mitigations, such as compiler-based sanitizers to catch issues with memory safety, adding control flow integrity, kernel control flow integrity, shadow call stack, which protects against return address overwrites, and stack canaries. They also plan to enable auto-initialize memory in the firmware as well. Now, these protections can prevent things like buffer overflows, use after free attacks, and memory data leaks. Google mentions in their blog post that impacts to performance and stability will be minimal. Biggest of shoutouts to my Patreon supporters, especially my golden s'mores and their fur babies, for making this show possible, since we do not have ads on the show at all. And a huge thank you to David, Cosmic Disaster, Thomas, Wayward Viking, Kyle, and Noah for being a part of the s'mores at patreon.com/ShannonMorse. This is my new Patreon page for the show, where I will be posting all the perks for patrons, including early access to this very video that you're watching right now. If you are currently a patron on the ThreatWire page, go ahead and switch over to the new page so you don't lose access to your perks anytime soon. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. Like, I had a recent video about my favorite password managers, and I also did an update about 2FA on Twitter. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Hack 5 as well. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story, all about Activision. Last week, Activision confirmed that they fell victim to a data breach, and now the stolen data has appeared on dark web forums. Activision's Azure database, including over 19,000 unique employee credentials and records, were dumped for free via a text file on the forum and spotted by the threat intelligence platform Falcon Freedzeo. The text file includes employees' full names, phone numbers, job titles, salaries, locations, and email addresses. So this could lead to phishing operations against the employees and the company. This originally happened on December 2nd of 2022. 2 days later, on December 4th, the Activision InfoSec team discovered the SMS phishing attempt. At that time, an attacker tricked an HR employee into offering up their credentials via SMS. The attacker gained access to their Slack channel and posted some lewd messages. They also exfiltrated data about the content release schedule dated until November 17th of 2023. So this is another example of 2FA phishing. In screenshots, which were shared via a cybersecurity group, the attacker was able to steal the 2FA code from the employee for their login, allowing them to gain access to the employee's account. If employees were required to use hardware keys instead, it's possible this could have been circumvented. Early last week, they stated no game code, sensitive employee data, or player data was accessed, but now it does appear that employee data was indeed stolen. I'm Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet.